What up, everybody? Welcome into Locked On Warriors. I'm your host, Charles T. Hamilton. Another good one for you today. The Warriors are taking on the Orlando Magic this evening from Oracle. Going to look at that game. Also going to look at some numbers so far throughout the season that show why the bench is better than it's ever been and why Klay Thompson's numbers are a little different, at least to start the year. That's all coming up next here on Locked On Warriors on the Locked On Podcast Network.
You are Locked On Warriors, your daily Golden State Warriors podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
What up, everybody? Welcome in to Locked On Warriors. I'm your host, Charles T. Hamilton. Another good one, kind of quick one today, as we wait for tonight's game. But there were a few things I wanted to talk about with the Warriors as far as their bench is concerned, some of the numbers that have, come out that at least explain as to why I think the bench is better than it's been in a while. Obviously, missing certain players on that bench, mostly the bigs that they've had in previous years, David West, JaVale, Zaza to an extent even, has hurt the bench a little bit just because it's less options as far as the five spots concerned. But for the most part, the wings, the guards, every other position, I think is better and deeper than it's ever been. I have some numbers I'm going to get to about that. We're also going to break down tonight's game against the Orlando Magic, who aren't great, but are having a nice season and do have some intriguing pieces, especially against a depleted Warriors team who still, look, it's been two good games. But as I've said before, when it comes to this team, when they're missing three of their five starters and the way that KD and Klay have played during that four-game losing streak, I need more games. I need it more consistently to really feel confident. Any game without Steph, Draymond, and Boogie is a toss-up at this point. So, confident about this game, yes, but if the Magic come out and win, am I going to be shocked? Not really. But first, to the bench that has been playing so well, and I just wanted to highlight a couple of people who I've also talked about before, but basically reasons why Quinn Cook, Jonas Jerebko, Alphonso McKinney, and now Damian Lee even are better fits than Omri Caspi, Nick Young, Pat McCaw, anyone else. I mean, I just went back through the last 3 years to look at who they had off the bench that weren't Andre Iguodala and Sean Livingston. And those were the three that stuck out, Caspi, Young, and McCaw. But, I mean, you can even go further back to, you know, Steve Blake. Jarrett Jack had a nice run. He was more, and this is from Steph also, this isn't just me talking, is that Jarrett Jack definitely helped the team's confidence more than anything. But he was a solid player off the bench, but at the same time, he wasn't a perfect fit. And they have some great fits with these guys, mostly young guys as well. Jonas is 31, which isn't old for a role player, especially considering what he's asked to do. But Quinn Cook, I think, is 25 or 20. They're all 25 or 26, Quinn, Alphonso, and Damian Lee. So one of the things I wanted to bring up with all four of them is pretty obvious, is they're just not afraid to shoot. And it's a really weird thing with the Warriors over the last couple of years, no matter who they brought in, is they would just be hesitant to shoot. And there's something to be said for a player who understands that he's on the floor with Klay Thompson, Kevin Durant, Steph Curry, that he might not be the best option. But when you get an open shot, you have to take it. You know, don't just be ignoring everyone gunning. But when you get an open shot, put it up. Omri Caspi had trouble with that. Nick Young even had a little trouble with that. Not that he wouldn't take the shot, but he'd have a good look, a good open shot, dribble once or twice, and then take the shot. Wasn't a great catch-and-shoot shooter. Or at least I didn't think so. Numbers might argue differently, but he wasn't I don't know. He just wasn't the right fit, so to speak. Pat McCaw, we all know the deal with Pat McCaw. He just not a great shooter in the first place and then wouldn't take him. And it's just weird, especially for Caspi and Nick Young, who are NBA vets, 10-year NBA vets, who would kind of shy away from taking the shot, where those are the guys you'd expect to do it. But then you have guys like Quinn Cook, Jonas Jerebko, Alphonso McKinney, and Damian Lee, who have no problem doing it. And three of those guys, it might be a screw it, I'm an undrafted, you know, 25-year-old, 26-year-old who had to work my ass off to get here, go through the G League, go to Luxembourg and Mexico City like Alphonso McKinney did. I'm not going to stick around by, you know, passing up open shots. It might be a mindset like that. But the bottom line is they're better fits, and it seems like they finally found, and I don't know what the future holds for these three, but they finally found some players that actually understand how to best help this team in those roles. Because, look, I don't want anyone to take – I'm not talking about Andre and Sean, because they what they do is incredibly valuable and they fit perfectly with how they play. I'm talking about more of the fringe guys, obviously. But they've found three guys, four guys, including Jonas, who understand their role on this team, how to fit in this role, and how to best help this team. It doesn't help if you're going to be passive all the time. It doesn't help if you're going to be afraid to shoot. Just the fact you're willing to shoot already spreads the floor out more, already spaces the floor more than Pat McCaw being afraid to shoot, not being willing to put it up. And here's the other thing, just another aside, because the Pat McCaw thing is just so weird and will always be weird. Maybe Marcus Thompson's, you know, fifth book will be have excerpts about, you know, Pat McCaw talking about what the hell was I thinking. But I know with Alphonso McKinney playing well, everyone was, you know, saying, oh, Pat McCaw is, don't watch, you know, Alphonso McKinney's taking your spot. Damian Lee's taking the spot behind Pat McCaw, if you ask me. Yes, it's only been five games, but Damian Lee has played as well, if not better, or at least better in that role than Pat McCaw has in 2 years with the Warriors. So, I don't know. Maybe he should come back. I don't know if they'd let him come back at this point, but we'll see. Anyways, getting off topic here. And so that was one of the main just kind of overall points I wanted to talk about. And then when it comes to some of the numbers, especially Quinn Cook, Quinn Cook has a 45% three-point attempt rate, which means 45% of his shots are three-pointers, and he's shooting 47% from three. That's incredible. That's great. Quinn Cook is a legit three-point shooter, and the way they found him and it all has worked out, I don't want to say is lucky, because it's not lucky. They did the work, but look, Quinn Cook was he was with the Hawks in training camp last year. Warriors signed him to a two-way just because they had one available. Quinn Cook goes and kills it in the G League, gets random minutes here or there with the Warriors, has some nice moments. Steph gets hurt. Quinn Cook starts for him, kills it. They sign him to a deal for the following season, this season. Now they have a very solid backup point guard or combo guard, whatever you want to call it. I don't know. Positionless, whatever. Bottom line, they have a score that they haven't had in 3 or 4 years. And that three-point attempt rate, three-point percentage also is kind of perfect for this team. You know, he'll never be Steph in the way he can shoot and shoot off the bounce and, you know, take 40-footers and all that. But to have a guy that can come in, start in place of Steph, knock down 47% of threes on a 45% rate, like, that's perfect. To the point that he's a guy I'm fighting to keep around in the following years also. He's a free agent after this year. I've heard contradicting reports as to whether he's restricted or unrestricted. It's tough to tell because, you know, when you spend 10 games with a team, does that count as your rookie year? So I don't know. But either way, I would look to hang on to Quinn Cook if I'm the Golden State Warriors. And I hope they can find a role for him moving forward when Steph does come back. Because in my opinion, he's incredibly valuable. And it's not just the shooting. Yes, he can be exposed defensively. It happens. But he also has the best defensive rebounding percentage of his career. It's 12.8 right now, which is better than Nick Young or Pat McCaw has ever had in their careers. And they both have a good 4 or 5 inches on them. Much longer wingspan. Quinn Cook, just great effort, especially over the last couple, probably 10 games or so, that he is getting to the boards. He's making a great effort getting to rebounds. And this team needs that. They need it tonight against Orlando, and they need it almost every night. Because even with some of the better rebounders in there, Draymond, KD, it's still not a great rebounding team. Possible that Boogie's presence will also help that, but we'll wait and see. So getting a you know 6'1 point guard who's willing to go in there and snatch rebounds, that's also a bonus. So as you can tell, I'm a big fan of Quinn Cook. Damian Lee has been solid. I don't want to go too far into his numbers because it's only been 5 games, but in those 5 games, he's been great. He's been great, and he's been doing exactly what they want. Alphonso McKinney, as we know, the shooting, the three-point shooting, the rebounding as well, exactly what they need. Exactly what they need, especially on a team that's short of wings, and he's a guy that can play the 3 and the 4. Jonas is what they wanted Omri Caspi to be. Shooting has slipped just a little bit, but again, it's early in the year. You know, I think he's 36% from 3 right now. But with him and the amount of 3s he takes, you know, 1 good game, 2 good games, he's back above 40. So it's not that big of a deal. And he does other things besides just shoot the 3. I've talked about the fact that he's a legit power forward who can also shoot the 3. He does things that a power forward, in my opinion, should do. The way he battles, how physical he is, the way he rebounds also. He's more than just a European shooting big man, which in my own stupid biases, I probably figured that's what he was. So I've been surprised by his play so far this year. One more thing I wanted to mention that I've, you know, noticed all year, but definitely noticed recently, is just the backdoor cuts, the off-ball screens towards the hoop. It just they haven't been doing it as much this year, and I think that is a product of not having David West. And that's something that D. West brought that no one else brings yet to this team. You know, him and Ian Clark damn near had a mind meld, just knowing when and where Ian Clark was going to be cutting, and David West would just drop dimes to him, and Ian Clark would get easy layups from it. I think the biggest part why they're not doing it is they don't have the passer that David West is. You know, I feel like Draymond could do it, but they haven't been using him that way. We saw one play last game where Damian Jones did it for Clay, dropped it off, nice little easy layup for Clay. I'd like to see more of it. I don't know if they will because I don't know how confident they are in the guys to set up in the post and just be comfortable holding the ball until someone makes a cut, or if someone doesn't make a cut, making the decision then what to do next. I do think once Boogie comes back, that's something we'll see happen more, something that will show itself more in this offense. But for now, and for the first, you know what, 20-21 games, have not been seeing it. But I mean, what, they're 14-7, so it's not the biggest deal, but it is something that was a staple of their offense in those years that they had David West, and now it's not. But I do think it'll reemerge once they get Boogie back. And as far as the bigs I talked about, I just real quick want to finish that off because it kind of pertains to tonight's game as well against Orlando. Is, you know, they could start Vucevic, or they do start Vucevic, who's solid all around. But the fact that Damian Jones is their big body center right now. And yes, Boogie will fill some of that role as well once he comes back, obviously. But the bottom line is he's not back. So you're missing the big body of Zaza Pachulia, just the big bruiser that he is. JaVale McGee, he's having a really good year with the Lakers. Don't be fooled by the numbers, though, guys. There's still plenty of flaws in his game, but he's having a really good year. And Damian Jones has had ups and downs, and really bad downs, some solid ups. His last game against Sacramento was great, and maybe he's tapped into something where he can find more consistency, but they're missing JaVale. And then David West, I just talked about how David West, they're missing his passing and playmaking, and I'm sure some of his leadership as well, but oh well, it happens. This is Locked On Warriors. Going to talk about the Orlando game, tonight's game, coming up next here on Locked On Warriors on the Locked On Podcast Network. What up, everybody? Welcome back to Locked On Warriors. I am your host, Charles T. Hamilton. Just went over some of the improvements the Warriors have been able to make on the bench this year and why I think they've also found some keepers moving forward for that bench unit. I didn't really get into that, but I mean, look, if Damian Lee continues to play the way he has, sign him up. Alphonso McKinney, he's already locked into a deal next year, and barring something catastrophic, he's going to be back next year. Quinn Cook, I want Quinn Cook back next year. Jonas, I want back. Maybe I'm being greedy. I don't care. And the way Jordan Bell's playing, hell, bring him back too. But tonight's game against the Orlando Magic, 7:30, Oracle Arena, be there. It's an interesting one. Look, Orlando is not great, obviously, but I like some of the moves they've made. I like some of the players they have. Evan Fournier was, you know, a big deal. It was a hot ticket a couple years ago. Everyone thought he was going to continue to make these leaps, continue to progress, and it hasn't really happened, but he's still a solid player. And it's funny, Warriors fans, we should know this from the last 2 years, especially seeing Pat McCaw and Jordan Bell, is that leap from rookie year to sophomore year isn't guaranteed. It's definitely not guaranteed. And that's some of the things we see with, like, Donovan Mitchell right now. Donovan Mitchell had one hell of a rookie season. But then just because he's going into his second year, we expect him to take a jump from, like, 20 points a game to 25 points a game. And that doesn't always happen, which is fine, because 20 points a game is still damn good. Same thing with Ben Simmons. So anyways, back to my original point. Evan Fournier, solid player. He is actually taking the most threes per game in his career right now while shooting the worst percentage, which definitely hurts Orlando because they lack shooting. But he's a solid player. He's someone you have to look out for. They got, you know, Wesley Iwundu, Jonathan Isaac, Aaron Gordon, who I'm a fan of, Mo Bamba, who I'm a fan of. I actually like all these players that I've just mentioned. Vucevic is also a solid player. He has his deficiencies, sure, but the guy can fill it up. He can fill it up, and he's shooting his best percentage from three in his career. He's at 40% right now, but he doesn't take a lot. He's taking about as many as Jonas Jerebko. So he's not a major threat from out there, but can still knock it down. And as I mentioned with his size in the last segment, I would expect Damian Jones to start again. We'll see. It's always tough to tell with Kerr. I could see Kevon Looney getting the start just because he's more solid, and Vucevic is, yes, he's big and he can bang in the post, but he also has ability out to the three-point line. So I don't know if he really wants Damian Jones kind of wandering out there. We'll see. We'll see what the case is. But as we saw with when Steve did start Kevon Looney, Damian Jones still got plenty of minutes. And it's also interesting how Steve's going to decide, do I want the big body of Damian Jones against Vucevic, or do I want his height and length against Mo Bamba, who is very tall and lanky? I would imagine that it'll be the same starting lineup of Quinn Cook, Klay Thompson, Andre Iguodala, Kevin Durant, Damian Jones. And in that matchup, you kind of assume that KD is the four, Andre's the three, whatever. Doesn't really matter. You're basically going, somewhat small from a position standpoint, I guess. I mean, you have two basically seven-footers out there, so I don't know. And the other question is, with Vucevic and Kevon Looney, Vucevic is 7th in defensive rebound percentage and 14th in total rebound percentage. This is a team in the Warriors that struggles to rebound. And Kevon Looney is still top 10 in offensive rebounding percentage. He is a legit offensive rebounder. He's found his niche in the NBA, and he's damn good at it. So do you try and have Damian Jones, you know, be the box out guy and just put a body on Vuce? Do you have Kevon Looney go in there and battle for boards? it'll be interesting to see. I don't know what the decision will be, but that's not going to decide the game, who starts or finish, who's starting at center, or who plays against Vucevic or Bamba or anything like that. Aaron Gordon, I'm a fan of his. Having his best year from three so far, shooting 37%. He started out hot from three last year also and then dipped towards the end of the year, ended around 34%, which is still respectable and still an improvement for him. Great athlete, solid defender, can do a lot of really good things. I don't know how they'll match up with him. I would maybe expect KD to be on him at first. You know Andre can take turns on him as well, but I would probably see Andre on, you know, Jonathan Isaac maybe. Or do you put KD on Jonathan Isaac, who kind of matches up physically with him? Jonathan Isaac is a, you know, 6'10", 6'11", small forward who shooting well from three this year. Not great, or not a high volume, but shooting well from three. He's improving. That's the other thing when I talked about improvements from year one to year two. Just because Donovan Mitchell hasn't improved from, you know, 20 points a game to 25, but De'Aaron Fox goes from, like, you know, 11 to 20, is that a bad thing for Donovan Mitchell that he's still scoring 20 a game? Is De'Aaron Fox going to jump to 25 in his third year? I don't know. And obviously there's much more to it than just the points, but I'm getting off track. Jonathan Isaac is what I'm saying. Solid player. He's made a leap in his second year. He's looked good for them. We'll see how they match up. And as I've said about the Warriors over the last two games, they've played great. Consistency. Got to continue to see it. Got to see you guys maintain this high level of play and this efficiency that you've been able to reach without Steph and without Draymond. And real quick news, I'm sure you guys already heard, but Alphonso McKinney, Draymond Green, both still out tonight. Steph is still out. They expect him to return at some point during this East Coast road trip, which starts on Thursday against Toronto. But for now, it's going to be the same old no Steph, no Draymond, no McKinney against Orlando tonight. One last thing I wanted to look at before we wrap this thing up is some of Klay's numbers through the first 21 games and why they're different than normal, but why they also will bounce back to normal, regress to the mean or aggress to the mean. I don't know. Probably said it wrong both ways. This is Locked On Warriors on the Locked On Podcast Network. What up, everybody? Welcome back to Locked On Warriors. I'm your host, Charles T. Hamilton. What's good? Just about to wrap this thing up, but was looking at some of Klay's numbers so far this year and not just the three-point percentage and stuff, because that will get back to normal. He's at about 34% right now. A couple more good games, he'll be just fine, and he's going to be fine. You know, there's, what, 61 games left in the season for him to fix it, and he will. Now, some of the things I wanted to talk about, KD and Klay right now are number two and number three in field goal attempts in the league. I think only Joel Embiid has them beat. KD, it's not as crazy because, you know, he's Kevin Durant, and his time in OKC put up a lot of shots, got a lot of shots up. Klay, it's a little different because he's Klay. He's a number two. But obviously this season, with the injury to Steph, injury to Draymond, Klay's getting more shots up, which isn't a bad thing. But at this moment, he is shooting more twos than threes at a rate higher than he ever has in his career. His career usually shoots around 43% three-point shots. So 43% of his shots are threes. This year, he's under 40%, which is his lowest since his rookie season. It's not a big deal. He's knocking down his mid-range, his twos. He's playing just fine, obviously. But one of the reasons, at least for me, some people don't like to use nuance when talking about this sort of stuff. They just like to point it out and act like it's a bad thing. For me, when I'm not an NBA player, I'm not Klay Thompson, but I think anyone can see that when you're struggling from three, all right, go take some twos, go get a layup, which he doesn't get a ton of anyways, but he did have a couple of nice drives the last couple games. Anyways, go get some easier buckets. When I'm out shooting hoops or just messing around or whatever, I always start closer to the rim, back up, get my form right, keep backing up, and, you know, eventually get close to a three-point shot. Never had a three-point shot in my life. But it's not as if he's changing his philosophy of his game. He's just struggled from three. And when you struggle from three, you try and make other things work. You know, we hear announcers talk about it all the time. When you're struggling with your jumper, go get a layup, go get to the line, stuff like that. So I don't think it's a negative. KD is kind of having the same thing this year. His field goal, his percentage of field goal attempts from three throughout his 3 years with the Warriors. In 2016-17, it was 30%, 17-18, 34%, 18-19. He's down to 21%. So 21% of his shots are from three. He's also not knocking them down at a high rate, but he's still shooting pretty standard for his history, I guess. I don't know what it is. Maybe it's just the fact that they're so efficient from the mid-range. I know neither of them are shooting that well from three anyway, so maybe that's part of it. But I don't think this is going to be a trend that lasts the entire season. I think the fact that Steph and Draymond are out really hurts this team and really hurts the three-point shooting, not just because Steph can knock down threes better than anyone in the history of the NBA, but because he's also a creator. Same thing with Draymond. So there's my mini rant. I'm not worried about either of them. They've won two games in a row and are kind of getting back to their style of play and knocking down more threes, taking more threes. Klay Thompson's three-point shot has looked better and better the last three games. So hopefully that is a sign of things to come. Real quick, picks for tonight. League pass picks. Obviously, we're all going to watch Warriors Magic. I would say Celtics Pelicans and Pacers Jazz. Those are going to be the two best games, at least two best matchups. Like, I have reasons to watch every single game tonight, but Celtics, Pelicans, Pacers, Jazz, Boston, New Orleans, Indy, Utah. Check them out. Utah had a nice bounce back win against the Kings last night. Still struggling, but I'm pretty sure they'll get it together at some point. This is Locked On Warriors on the Locked On Podcast Network.
You can't climb a mountain if it's smooth, right? You got to go over the rough spots. Peace.
You are Locked On Warriors, your daily podcast on the Golden State Warriors, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.